This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to the topic of financial fraud targeting older Americans. It was terrible in the old days when crooks would steal monthly Social Security checks by grabbing them out of mailboxes. Electronic payments were a solution. But Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell was at a retirement research consortium conference recently when a topic stopped him in his tracks. A professor at the Wharton Business School had research about the danger of people losing not one monthly retirement check, but the whole retirement nest egg, the whole thing. Chris?
What she raised is with the aging of the population, and people are more and more reliant on 401ks and 403bs, these retirement savings plans, and most people, they take them as a lump sum. But the con artists, the scamsters, the fraudsters, what if they can get at your whole 401k? And she said, this is a growing problem, and I'm sitting there, and I was chilled thinking about what this might mean for someone to lose all their money.
And if someone is saved, these could be deep into the six figures or more.
Exactly. So this is where there's a movement in the financial services industry. And one of the things that Congress did and the president signed recently, and this was a good move, and it's called the Senior Safe Act. And this provides for financial advisors and financial firms essentially a safe harbor from worrying about violating privacy laws or certain liabilities. So if they see some suspicious activity going on, they can highlight it. But a lot more needs to be done because the population is aging. And then you raise the issue about mild cognitive decline, the kind of decline that comes as we get older. So we have a vulnerable population, and a lot of them are going to have a lump sum of money. If there's a lump sum of money that the con artists can get their hands on, they're going to go for it.
Now, an important line of defense, not just financial advisors noticing some discrepancy or the local bank manager noticing a discrepancy, but family members, right?
Family members are extremely important. And, you know, there's been this long literature and this long discussion about, you know, you need to do estate planning, you need to have a will, and, you know, how do you want to have your assets distributed? Well, estate planning now means adding, as your parents get older or as you get older, to take into account cognitive decline and how do you want your finances to be handled? Who do you want to have power of attorney? Now, I understand this is not the most fun discussion in the world, but you need to have it in order to protect your aging parents, your aging relatives, your aging friends.
Chris Farrell, Marketplace's senior economics contributor, thank you.
Thanks, David.
Given this, I have a request of you in the interest of us reporting this topic more in depth. I'm working on a series about financial vulnerability in older people. If this sounds like you, if you yourself have ever been the victim of a financial scam, either by a company or a family member or anyone else, would you talk with us about it? If you're willing to tell us what happened, and I realize we're asking a lot here, email us. The address is morningreportcomments@marketplace.org. Again, the address starts with one phrase, no spaces, morningreportcomments, then the @ symbol, then .org instead of .com.